Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Cumming, Georgia, it's time for FOCO Talks, brought to you by the Forsyth County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, welcome back to FOCO Talks. We are so glad to have you, I guess the term is antiquated, but tuning in to our podcast, downloading our podcast. So thank you. So this week, we're going to focus on tourism and, you know, the Forsyth County Chamber houses and has for many, many years, the tourism development efforts of the county. As the trustee of that work, we take it very seriously. And we've had been very fortunate to have some great professional staff since we started this a number of years ago. And so through a recent transition in the last year, we have welcomed a brand new director of tourism development. Stacy Gross is her name, and she is joining me today as our guest as we talk about tourism and how to grow the temporary taxpayers coming to Forsyth County. So, Stacy, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, Stacy, let's do this. Just briefly, if you would, tell us the Stacy story, a little bit about yourself and what brought you here.
Excellent. Well, I'm a UGA grad, go Dawgs, and from graduation, got involved in event planning and then became an entrepreneur, owned a travel agency, and then got involved in tourism from on the other side as a destination as the executive director of the Johns Creek CVB, and then went into work for the city as an event planner, and then saw this opportunity available, wanted to get back into tourism on the CVB destination side, and here we are.
Very good. Well, welcome. And I know you're already off to a great start. One of the big things that happened not much after you started was an effort that's been going on for 3 years, and our legislative delegation thankfully helped us a great deal as a community and with the support of hotel operators throughout Forsyth County. We passed legislation to allow us the opportunity, it's not been done yet, but the opportunity as a community to increase our hotel motel tax from 5% to 8%. And it also gives us some flexibility in how those dollars can be used to bring more of the temporary taxpayer to Forsyth County. So that'll be a great tool in your belt and to be able to have more resources to be able to help. So why don't you do this? Tell me a little bit about, particularly with a new perspective. I'm sure folks that have lived here a while probably have a certain view of how tourism should work or does work, or and maybe that's correct and maybe it's not. So tell us what, from your view, what does tourism really look like in Forsyth County, and what are our strengths and what are some of our opportunities?
So when people hear the word tourism, I think they immediately think of Disney World or some major tourist destination. And I've heard people say, well, Forsyth County isn't a tourist destination, but a tourist in our county can look like a lacrosse player. It can look like a film crew member. It can look like a wedding guest. And it can look like a board retreat or just someone who's exploring and up for an adventure. So a tourist, by definition, is anyone who travels outside of 50 miles from their home. I know in Atlanta that can look like a morning commute, but hopefully you're not a tourist at your job. Yeah. So we want those people who are traveling 50 plus miles to come to our county and see all that we have to offer. You asked about our strengths, and as I've gotten to know the county just in the short time that I've been here, I really see a continuum on 400. Going from the north, it's green, it's rural, it's barns, it's beautiful. We've got Sawney Mountain. And then as you travel down 400, then you come into the Cumming City Center, you get shopping, you get restaurants, and you continue down 400, and then you get Halcyon and Vickery and the Collection, and you have great shopping and great dining and hotels and so much going on that as you travel just down that corridor, you've got a continuum really of everything. Of course, we can't forget Lake Lanier and all that that has to offer. So there's really something for everyone here in our county.
Yeah. Good. Very good. So how does Forsyth County in that regard, I mean, in thinking about that anyone who comes to the county and spends money that does not live here, really, in that case, is a, quote, tourist. And that's why I keep using the term temporary taxpayer, because it's really folks that it may not be tourists the way we're thinking about it, but anybody who comes for a softball tournament or a soccer tournament, if they're eating a meal, buying gas, right, they are a temporary taxpayer and in this case, a tourist. So how does Forsyth County in that view differentiate itself from neighboring areas and for what it offers in tourism?
So like the continuum, I see that Forsyth is the bridge. It's the bridge between Metro Atlanta and the mountain region. And so, again, that continuum of bustling, metro, all the things, going on up to, just repeating it, the rural, the mountains, the hiking, the camping, the covered bridge, the sliding rocks. So we have all of those things. And as you're in metro and you expect all the people and maybe more concrete and more roads and traffic and that type of thing, we have that south. Not traffic's not always a good thing, but traffic brings people and brings economic impact. And then as you go north towards maybe the outlets or the mountains, we have something just that bridges all of that. People don't have to go into the other counties to have that experience. They can stay right here in our county for that.
Very good. Very good. Well, and you know, one of the things that I know a big investment has been made in over the years are our parks and rec and our parks specifically, particularly those that have rectangular fields and diamond fields. And that really, I know we are in the very top tier of communities in the country for the amount of those spaces available to us as well, which is excellent. So let's talk about economic impact. Why should a resident of Forsyth County want more people that don't live here coming here temporarily? So let's talk about economic impact and what that means to Forsyth County residents.
I love this question because I don't think it gets addressed enough, and I don't think residents understand. When they hear tourism, they think the negative things, the traffic, the people, the unknown element, whatever that could be. But how it benefits the residents is the county has services and operations that need to be paid for. And those are going to get paid by somebody. And it's going to get paid by the residents unless we bring in that outside dollar. The temporary taxpayer is so valuable to an economic portfolio because they come and they go. So they come and they drop their money. I liken it to grandkids, which I don't have grandkids, so I can't totally speak to that. But they come and they go. We love them and then we give them back. So the visitors come, they spend their money in restaurants and gas, just like you said, in our hotels, and then they leave and they don't wear on our roads. They hopefully don't take advantage of our our services, police, fire, etc. We would hope that that's not what they're taking advantage of while they're here, and they're not wearing down on our resources, but their dollars are helping to pay for them. So it's helping to keep the resident tax dollars down and at bay.
Well, and the State Department of Economic Development does an analysis every year of how much visitor spending is done in every county in the state. And for Forsyth County, and then they determine, you know, what that means to property owners, homeowners. And so what's incredible is last year, that number was $120 per homeowner in Forsyth County. So for every residential taxpayer, that's $120 a year that you're not paying, mm-hmm, thanks to the work of bringing in the temporary taxpayer to be in our community. So very good. So tell me what role does the community play in supporting and enhancing the tourism experience?
So when people come into our county, whether you're a business owner or a restaurant server or a hotel front desk worker, a park attendant, or simply driving down the road, those people are in your home. So when, as a resident in the community, the way you can help tourism is be hospitable, be welcoming, drive with kindness, like use kindness and smile. And no matter who you're interacting with, I mean, that's just a life lesson, I would say, no matter. But you don't know if the person you're talking to is a resident here for 24 hours, or I'm sorry, a resident that's lived here for 24 years or visiting for 24 hours, then you want them to feel welcome. You want them to want to be here and have a great experience. You're helping them build memories. So help them do those things. And that's the best way that you can enhance tourism in the county, is by just keeping your arms wide open, helping people answer questions, point people in the right direction. This is my home. I want to make sure you know where you are, what you need. How can I help you?
Good. Very good. So you mentioned the Lake Lanier earlier, and you know, there's often a lot of conversation about, gosh, why don't we have more restaurants and hotels and that sort of thing on Lake Lanier, and of course there's some policy issues and with that, and that would preclude that. It's certainly not market demand. So but tell us, you know, in your view, how does Forsyth County capitalize on those natural resources, not just Lake Lanier, but the other natural resources we have?
Sure. Well, we have Sawney Mountain Nature Preserve, which I've talked about, which has miles of trails, a pavilion, playgrounds, Indian seats at the top, which for those epic Instagram photos, there is no better place. But as far as Lake Lanier goes, we've got Shady Grove Campground. We've got a top-notch county-run campground. But if camping isn't your thing, then we have the Timberline Glamping option there, which has 10 safari tents that's perfect for the person who wants to be outside but doesn't want to sleep necessarily embedded in the elements, so that their safari tents have AC, heat, mini fridge, and then they have three RVs on location too. But in addition to that, also at Mary Alice Park and Young Deer Creek Park, we've got Burton Outdoor Adventures, and they rent kayaks, they rent paddle boards, and they rent e-foils. So I don't know if you know what an e-foil is, but it's essentially a hoverboard over the lake.
I hear
Father's Day gift, right off the bat. But so we've got some really great opportunities, and I haven't even mentioned the Big Creek Greenway, which you can run, bike, walk for miles north to south. It's fantastic.
Very good. So one thing as we're talking that just comes to mind is, you know, we're talking about folks coming in from other places. There's this little project that we've been working on as an organization called the Gathering at South Forsyth. And of course, Forsyth, it's our effort to bring the National Hockey League back to our region. And Stacey, I say this knowing you've only been with us a few weeks, but when you look at that, and what you've learned so far, what are you looking toward, for the Gathering and the National Hockey League and how that relates to tourism?
Well, the Gathering at South Forsyth is going to be a game changer for Forsyth County. It is going to put us on the map where we're already taking ground there, but people are going to come to our county and they're going to experience something that otherwise they may have had to go into Atlanta, find parking in some unknown location. Is it going to be safe? Is my car safe? Whatever. And they're going to come to a safe place, have a great family experience, grab the girlfriends, grab the guys, and not have to travel with all the traffic into town. Catch a professional sports team, amazing dining. There will be overnight hotel options. And so then part of my role and the tourism department role will be to pull those people, get them to stay longer and pull them north. Come, go hike Sawney Mountain the next day after the game. Go play on the lake. Take a walk on the Greenway. The Greenway will actually be attached to the Gathering, so they can just hop on the Greenway, walk up to Halcyon, and have brunch the next day. There's so many options, and it is really going to be a game changer for this county.
Excellent. Very good. So and that's it's an exciting project, and it's still, you know, there's a lot more to that to come. We've overcome some big hurdles, but still a ways to come. So I wanted to also ask you, with someone, again, with a fresh set of eyes, what's so far, what has surprised you?
So I've been out exploring the county. I haven't been to every corner, but I have been to a lot of the area. I've covered a lot of surface area. And I will say that from top to bottom, this county, as I said before, just has everything. It has good old-fashioned family fun that you can find at Freedom Mill, that you can find at Warbington Farms. It has shopping, boutique shopping at the city center, at Halcyon. You've got big box shopping, of course, on Marketplace Boulevard. You've got the collection. It has just everything. And I was driving around today and I looked out, having just come from the Cumming City Center area. I wasn't 10 minutes up the road, and I looked across at an intersection, and the different shades of green that I was looking at on this pasture and the mountain in the backdrop, it was stunning. I almost pulled my phone out, but that's illegal, so I left it. But I just took a mental picture of all the different shades of green and how beautiful that is, and thinking that the people I know that live in Chicago or New York or even in Atlanta, they don't see all of that. There isn't all of that oxygen provided and all the greenery and the trees. And so the fact that we are metro, but we have so much nature, it's you can just do it all. You can come here and you can experience and breathe and witness so many beautiful things and also still be in civilization. Yeah. and all the cool things that ITP, you know. Yeah.
Well, although I will tell you, this time of year, you can't breathe. Just bring your Zyrtec.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true.
All that green.
We love the pollinators.
All that new greens coming along. Yes, with some, that's true. Some pollen. But no, it is beautiful. It is one of my favorite times a year is to see that change and how exciting that is. It's just beautiful and pretty unique. So let's talk about sort of strategy and tactics and that sort of thing. So, you know, no one can be all things to all people, or at least they can't be successfully. So who do we target? Who's the ideal temporary taxpayer for us? And how are we going after them?
Well, I was going to say that the ideal temporary taxpayer is anyone who breathes oxygen, but you just said we can't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, there's certain things. We're not for the Disney crowd.
Fair.
So, okay. Because that's just not, but that's so, not so when you think about the community and what we've got, I mean, obviously, families that have, you know, school age kids that are, or not even school age, but, in amateur sports, mm-hmm. You know, we host a lot of those tournaments, obviously. So along those lines, I mean, okay. Who are we looking for?
Absolutely. Like you said, we've got the sports. We're also diving deep into the film industry and trying to bring film here. So we've got film crews coming and staying with us. And then we're also looking into the wedding market. I think we have a huge wedding market that is untapped here between all of our amazing venues. We've got West Maple. We've got Greenfield Farms, Reed Barn. I mean, the list is so long that people can come here for a wedding, have their bridal lunch at Mary Lucille's at City Center, and then have their rehearsal dinner somewhere else at City Center or Vickery or Halcyon, pick one, stay at any of our great hotels, and then have the wedding at the venue, and the next morning go hang out at the lake or go for a walk. I mean, it's just a full, really great weekend. So you've got, like I said, old-fashioned family fun here.
Yeah.
So you've got a family that wants to do a bit of a staycation, not stay at home maybe, but come and stay in one of our hotels. They don't have time to go too far, but they can go 30, 45 minutes, an hour up the road, stay in one of our hotels, and then go pick strawberries at Warbington Farms, hike on the Greenway, hike up the mountain. You know, so many options. So we've got families. We've got girls' trips. the boutique shopping at Halcyon alone will keep them busy. We've got the guys that can come and hang out at the Cumming Cigar Company. They can go visit any number of our breweries, of which we have several that are amazing. Hall and Hound, Cherry Street, Crooked Culture, so many great ones. So really, it's just anyone looking for an adventure, or if you want that metro kind of downtown Atlanta vibe without going downtown, we have all of that. So we're going after these different markets by, we're going to start going to wedding shows and our social media. We're going to start really targeting these different areas. And the film is its own beast. I'm reaching out into the Location Managers Guild and different areas and trying to get us on the map and bring an awareness of all that the county has as far as film locations.
Well, and along those lines, I mean, one of the things that we're often asked is how businesses can get involved, how local business can get engaged with that. So how do you collaborate with local businesses and organizations to help? I mean, we've talked about taxes and the temporary taxpayer, but those folks are you know, that comes through the restaurants and gas stations and hotels, certainly. But and every time somebody, you know, runs into Walmart for a whatever that last minute thing that they need or they forgot, that counts too. But so what are the opportunities for those local businesses?
So I'm always taking advice and information in from people in the county, because there's always people who know more than me and know different areas than I know or familiar with different businesses than I am. So I have a Tourism Advisory Council. I have a Film Forsyth Committee. I'm meeting with these people all the time and asking for advice, for information. When I get a call from a location scout, I have a list of people I send that out to and say, hey, can you help me find whatever the request is? And that's going to be my best way of helping meet this need of these location scouts and getting these great film projects in. So that would be a great way for people to get involved, is if they wanted to be a part of the Film Forsyth Commission or even the Tourism Advisory Committee that we meet quarterly. And I just run through what I'm working on. Here's what I need. Here's how I could use your help. And it's a brain trust, really. Yeah. It's two heads are better than one. Yeah.
Great. Very good. So are there any upcoming events, programs, festivals, films that on the horizon that we can talk about?
Well, no films that I can talk about at this time. But coming up, of course, we have the Cumming Fair. We've got 4th of July, many events for 4th of July, the big parade and fireworks show at the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds are always full of great events for good old-fashioned family fun. So yeah, just keep an eye on the event calendar on discoverfoco.com, and we keep that up to date of all the great events that are going on.
So when you think about the future of tourism and in Forsyth County, what does that look like to you? What if we were to, in 10 years, say, we just knocked it out of the park for tourism development, how would you define that? How would we know that we were successful?
I think success of tourism in Forsyth County looks like repeat visitors, people that have been here and want to come back and tell their friends that they came here and you need to go. So it's some, I don't know how you can quantify the impact of word of mouth marketing, but it's knowing that people had such a great time that they told other people about it, that their experience wasn't, I'm never going back there again, but I can't wait to go to that tournament. That's what I want them to say.
Excellent. Very good. So as we close out, as you think about, I mean, we touched on this a little bit for businesses, but there's also a lot of folks in the community who just want to get involved and help and do something. What should those people do?
Reach out to me, sgross@focochamber.org. I welcome any information. I welcome any ideas, any pictures of unique locations, anything that you think of. I'm also looking for hidden gems in the county. I want people to know, which is ironic because a hidden gem is something people don't know about.
Right.
We don't want it to no longer be hidden.
Right, yeah.
But those hidden gems that need to be exposed, that people need to know about, these really sweet, great, unique places in our county.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of that in this community. There's a lot of untapped potential and has been for a long time. So, but Stacy, thank you so much. Welcome aboard the chamber. We are glad to have you with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a bright future on the horizon. So, Stacy, thanks so much, and thank you all for listening in. And we will catch you next time on our FOCO Talks podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.